It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Good morning. Welcome to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. My name's Jet Lacey. I'm filling in for Ernest. He was going to be on his way up to Santa Fe to drop off a few things, and we're going to do another week for Adam Kokesh and his run for Congress. However, with the severe weather we're having in Arizona, I mean, I talked about this earlier on the show that usually we have, it's either hot or not hot, and it's always sunny. There was actually a tornado in Scottsdale, Arizona last night. A tornado! Can you believe it? I saw the rain last night going actually sideways, and I know that's, you know, many of you around the country, that's not such a big deal, but it was pretty crazy around here last night. So Ernie's not going to be doing that. He's going to be doing other things, getting caught up on stuff. So I'm going to fill in for both shows today. You know, today is January 22nd, 2010. Can you believe it? We're already almost a month into the brand new year. And, you know, today is a free form Friday. I'd like to get back to doing that. And, you know, that means I'd like to welcome your calls at 800-313-9443. I'd like to really open up the conversation with you guys out there today. And, you know, I'd like to hear from you because we got a really interesting show. You know, it's a week ahead of the State of the Union address done by the president, President Obama. And in counter to that, Ron Paul came out with the State of the Republic address a week earlier. And we're going to go through that. It's a 19-minute video, but I think it's so important as to what is really going on. So I want you to listen to this, and we're going to discuss it, you know, in segments. And then I'm going to ask you guys to maybe think about that, what we talk about, in contrast to when President Obama does his address next week. In the second hour, we're going to be talking about the rule of law, freedom versus security, knowing your rights and how to handle yourself with law enforcement or anybody else with a shiny badge, and the Miranda warning. And the rule of law and, you know, the concept of freedom versus security, I mean, they're academic to me, but I'd like to really, really focus on this with you to understand that, you know, Benjamin Franklin said those that would trade, you know, liberty to achieve security deserve neither. And that's a pretty powerful statement, because freedom is the only way. This is Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, and I'm Jet Lacey filling in the BEA beautiful downtown Freedom's Phoenix studios. And we got a lot of work going on here today. You know, we got Jim and Spike Bravo and Morpheus, and we're getting the video studio all tuned up, ready to rock. We're getting everything cleaned up. We're making 50,000 DVDs. We just got them delivered in. We got a lot of things going on here down at the Freedom's Phoenix studio. So hold tight. We're going to discuss that when we get back on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, with me, Jet Lacey. And we're going to jump right into the Ron Paul State of the Republic address when we get back. And I think it might open your eyes. There's been a little bit of talk about Ron Paul this week, but I hope to dispel some of the rumors and myths when we get right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Hi, this is Ernest Hancock. I just learned that 800 miles from the North Pole, the Svalbard Global Seed Vault is depositing caches of seeds for government and private interest. And I'm pretty sure our names aren't on that list. Our friends at Solutions from Science have created a fantastic mix of non-hybrid seeds they call the Survival Seed Bank. The Survival Seed Bank produces an endless supply of nutrient-dense foods so that you have the ability to declare your independence by not being dependent on others to provide your food. Non-hybrid seeds could outperform silver and gold in the coming economic meltdown, and each Survival Seed Bank module provides you enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden that will help see you and your family through a real crisis. To obtain this valuable resource for barter and food before it's too late, visit SurvivalSeedBank.com or call them directly at 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Help ensure the survival of you and your loved ones. SurvivalSeedBank.com.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. My name is Jet Lacy. I'm filling in for Ernest today. And we are talking about Ron Paul and his State of the Republic address. It's posted up on YouTube from Campaign for Liberty. And it really is. I think it's a very, very powerful document. I think it really speaks to what is going on in this country. And I know these are topics that we discuss I wouldn't say as ad nauseum on this show, but it's definitely something. This is an education show. This whole thing about declaring your independence is talking about declaring your independence and helping people understand, because they are trying their damnedest to, I guess, condition our want for freedom, our need for individual liberty right out of us. And to a large extent, it's working. You know, my mom was over at the house the other night, and, you know, her new boyfriend, Ray, I've known him for years, and my mom ends up going out with a guy that lives across the street. He's a really good guy. But we were having a discussion, and he's a lot more liberal than I am, but he feels that security is more important than individual liberties. And if you're not following the rules, then you deserve what you get. But he doesn't take into account that maybe the rules are what the problem is. So we're going to jump right into this Ron Paul bit. And this first one's like 6 minutes, and then we're going to talk about it. So here we go.
As we start the new year, 2010, the establishment politicians, economists, and Wall Street are trying to convince themselves that we have turned the corner and economic growth has once again begun. The predictions that conditions are getting back to normal come from those who never saw the crisis coming and don't have the vaguest notion what caused it. Some of them can see that it could be a jobless recovery. That will establish a new definition for a recovery. Official unemployment is at 10%, but even the government knows that if everyone is counted, including those individuals that are too discouraged to even be looking for work, the unemployment rate is 17%. Free market economists claim the actual unemployment rate is closer to 22%. There's reason to believe that the correction has just barely started and has a long way to run. If the financial bubble came from excess credit created by the Federal Reserve, doubling the money supply can hardly be a solution. It wouldn't make much sense for a doctor taking care of a very sick patient from severe infection to deliberately give the patient another infection. Yet that's what the PhD doctors are doing to our very sick economy. It can't work. It will make the economy much sicker. If our leaders don't wake up soon, the economy will be brought to its knees. Great danger lies ahead. In foreign policy, it's always crucial that the motives of those who would do us harm are understood. Denial of the truth and accepting more politically palatable excuses will guarantee that threats to our safety will continue as we pursue a seriously flawed involvement overseas. It's the same in economic policy. If there's denial or ignorance of the real cause of financial bubbles and the inevitable corrections that must follow, the economy cannot be re-energized. We should have learned the lesson from the Depression of the 1930s that it was a predictable result from the Federal Reserve's orchestrated excesses of the 1920s. Instead, the newborn Keynesian economists who took charge made certain that the correction would not be a 1 or 2 year affair as were the previous corrections in our history. The aggressive intervention by Hoover and Roosevelt, the Republicans and the Democrats, turned a short recession into a Great Depression, which lasted until the end of World War II. The real tragedy was that the interpretation of the 1930s institutionalized bad economic theories. Unfortunately and erroneously, the Depression was blamed on the gold standard, free markets, and a lack of regulations. Though monetary policy was analyzed, its importance was 100% misinterpreted. The low interest rates and excess credit of the 1920s, driven by the Federal Reserve policy, was not considered a factor in producing the stock market bubble and the malinvestment. Instead, the 1930s analysts and even later analysis by Milton Friedman and the monetarists, along with academic scholars like Bernanke, came to an opposite conclusion. The Fed was at fault, but only because it was too tight, arguing that massive monetary inflation was the only answer to the slumping economy. And now we are witnessing a grand experiment by the very person who for years claimed special knowledge regarding the Depression. Chairman Bernanke is in the midst of trying to solve the problem of massive monetary inflation and excessively low interest rates instituted by his predecessor, Alan Greenspan, by implementing even more inflation at historic rates. The sad part is the answer to his very risky experiment with the wealth of our country and the health of our economy will take years to analyze. The conclusions will be just as flawed as they were in the aftermath of the Great Depression by an intellectual and political community that had totally rejected commodity money and the principle of free markets with the current understanding in Washington. One hope, though, is that free market thinking and Austrian economic theories will have greater influence in the next decade or two, since their influence is now on a dramatic upswing. But there are a lot of hurdles to overcome. In the 1930s, in an effort to find the true cause of the crisis, Congress ordered an official investigation. It became known as the Pecora investigation, named after Ferdinand Pecora, the aggressive chief counsel of the hearings. It received a lot of public attention and brought about many major changes, but tragically, every conclusion made and new policies implemented caused the Depression to worsen and legitimatized bad economic theories that continue to haunt us to this day. The Federal Reserve was not blamed except for not printing enough money fast enough. Artificially low interest rates and malinvestment, the main source of the grossly distorted economy and the bubble of the 1920s, were exonerated. Not enough regulations were blamed. Thus, the Glass-Steagall Act and the Securities Act of 1933 were passed and deepened the recession. Separating commercial and investment banking and the newly created SEC were to have solved all future problems, as long as the Fed was free from any restraint in its money creation. Operations which were sent there to serve big government spenders and members of the banking cartel. Since the flaws in the monetary and economic system were not corrected but made worse after the Depression, it was to be expected that periodic booms and busts would persist. The longer these cycles could be peppered over with new money and credit, the greater would be the distortions and debt that would one day have to undergo a major correction. And the huge foreign debt we owe, the largest in the history of the world.
So, he basically summed up a lot of the things that we talk about here on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. But the first segment was very interesting. What is a jobless recovery? How can you have a recovery for the corporations without creating jobs? How can there be true recovery for these corporations without them creating jobs? The fact is, they're saving money by eliminating jobs. That's what they're calling the recovery. They are saving money by eliminating the workforce and by scaling down their operations. You know, and he was saying that unemployment is at 17%, but in reality, if you look at everything, people like me that aren't even looking for a job because, you know, I'm a marijuana felon and it's futile. You know, I mean, people with master's degrees aren't getting waitress and waiter jobs. So how am I going to go out there and get a job? So I'm doing a better job, I believe, here because I have the luxury of my wife having a decent job that I can come here every day and get the word out. So I think I'm actually participating in society, although I'm not being, you know, compensated for it as such in the normal ways. Do I feel that I'm being compensated? Absolutely. But do I? Otherwise, I wouldn't do it. But again, I would love to hear from you at 1-800-313-9443. Again, that number is 800-313-9443. So what we're talking about with the first Great Depression is largely the same. You know, Keynesian economics is great for the people that hold the keys to the printing press. You know, and when they blow the bubbles up and create all this credit and all this easy money, they make all kinds of money on the way up. And then they have the comfort to ride out an extended downturn in order to buy up all the assets at a very cheap price. So this whole system is designed to screw the people that don't have the keys to the printing press. It's designed to keep us down. It's designed to enslave us. It's designed for them to control every bit of the economy. When we get back on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, we're going to talk about that a little bit more. We will be right back in just a minute. Hold on.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs where you can trade your Jacksons for top quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Ain't it funky here on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, with me, Jet Lacy, filling in for Ernest. And we're talking about the Ron Paul State of the Republic Address. And I found it to be such a fabulous document, such a fabulous speech. You know, usually when Ron Paul gives a little one of these videos, he's sitting behind his desk at his house in Texas. And, you know, it's kind of funny. It's still paneled like from the 70s, and there's books behind him, and he's wearing a collared shirt but not a tie. But this one's really kind of neat that, you know, you wore his full suit. He's got the flag behind him. He's got the symbol of the United States behind him. And so he's trying to make it a serious address. And it is a serious address. This is the real State of the Union that you're not going to get from the mainstream media. You're not going to get it from, you know, Obama or anybody else. You're not going to get it in the Republican retort to the State of the Union address. He's dishing it out in the real way. Again, I'm going to keep saying it. I'd love to hear from you. 800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443, the RBN call-in number. So, you know, we're getting back to talking about the first part of this, which was the jobs and the financial crisis. And he's talking about artificially low interest rates. And my question is, for whom? You know, the banks are getting the low interest rate at zero or a little bit more interest rates, and they're certainly not passing it on to the consumer or the small business owner. You know, they're borrowing money from the Fed at next to no interest at all because the Fed desperately just needs to create money to keep the operations going. If you look on the Drudge Report yesterday, it might still be up on the front page, that already they're trying to raise the debt ceiling by another $1.9 trillion after they just raised it again. This situation that we are in is dire. And if we don't protect ourselves, we're going to be in a world of hurt. And, you know, Ron Paul is just speaking the truth. He's just saying, listen, this is the way it is. And you can either, you know, figure it out for yourself or not. And I'm not going to hammer over and over and over about the crisis here, but because we've talked about it so much. But I'm going to jump into the next section, which is talking about the housing crisis.
The discord in the world financial system is telling us that it's time for us to pay for our profligate spending and massive foreign indebtedness. We have lived as a nation far beyond our means, and the message is, for the foreseeable future, that we will be forced to live beneath our means as this debt is paid. The inflation optimists are excited about current signs of economic growth and have even announced the end of the recession. It is conceivable that a reprieve can be achieved and the penalty that our economy must endure delayed. A reprieve must not be confused with a pardon. One is temporary delay, the other an exemption. The payback for our excesses is certain to come. Massively increasing debt and monetary inflation can slow the crash and change some government statistics, encouraging the optimists. But real job growth and a return of prosperity will remain elusive. The odds of us once again becoming an exporter of manufactured goods like steel, car, and textiles are remote. Ironically, a reprieve may well restore some confidence and motivate some spending and investment. But instead of restoring long-term growth, it may well act perversely by precipitating price inflation and higher interest rates. Since today's interest rates are artificially set, much of our investing is unproductively misdirected. Current enthusiasm in the stock market is once again a reflection of the message that low interest rates send. Thus, too, the government stimulus package has helped to sustain the bond bubble, which in time must be deflated in order to get back to sound economic growth. All of this activity poses a threat to the dollar. Governments are very powerful, and when in partnership with the monetary authorities that can inflate the currency at will, big government thrives. Welfare demands and senseless wars can be financed for long periods of time through inflation, as long as trust in the currency lasts. Trust, though, ultimately, controlled by facts, can be misleading, since currency values can gain benefit from a country that has a strong military and wealth and a reasonably healthy economy. Eventually, markets and reality overwhelm, and illusions about a currency's worth becomes a reality. Today, reality is setting in, and the first of three major events has begun. The worldwide financial system, built on a foundation of paper, has received the shockwaves of an impending collapse. The wild speculation in the derivatives market, the stock market bubble, the insurmountable debt, public and private, and the massive malinvestments have been shattered. The only solution so far offered, but led to be lied by the United States, has been to print more money faster, keep interest rates low at practically 0%, and remove all stops for controlling deficits. These are the very policies that cause the disequilibrium, and doing more of the same, but only faster, can hardly help our economy. The addiction to easy credit and deficit defies a wise political solution.
When we get back on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, we're going to jump back into this and we're going to discuss it. We've got the long segment coming in at 18 minutes, and we will be right back in just a minute on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock and Eugene Lacy. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
In need of printing? Call idcprint.com. From paper printings to signs and banners or decorated apparel, idcprint.com has got you covered. With low prices, excellent customer service, and easy online ordering, idcprint.com will help you convey your message in high-quality color printing. Our printing is eco-friendly, too. When it needs to be printed, call idcprint.com. That's idcprint.com. For all of your insurance and financial services needs, contact the Howard J. Blitz State Farm Insurance Agency, located in Yuma, Arizona, at 1-928-726-8050. Or email Howard at howardblitz.com. With 24-hour Good Neighbor service, you'll be glad you did. Contact the Howard J. Blitz State Farm Insurance Agency now, or visit them on the World Wide Web at howardblitz.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, with me, Jet Lacy. I'm playing some funk this morning because Ron Paul is getting down on his State of the Republic address, and he has a lot of really good things to say. And in the last clip, I apologize, it wasn't about the housing. I got ahead of myself. But what he's saying is this trust that we place in the government can be misleading, and illusions can mask reality. And what we have going on here with this cheap credit that is being given by the Federal Reserve to the banks that is not being passed on to the borrowers actually hurts the people that are trying to save some money. Because this cheap credit that they're getting from the Fed means that they don't need your deposits put in the bank. And if you look, even on the Huffington Post, I talked about it earlier this week, that they're talking about moving our money into community banks and smaller banking institutions and taking our money away from these people that are using it to further enslave us with. And they've taken our bailout money and they have turned the stock market into a casino. And these are the types of things that we really have to think about when we are trying to move forward in this society, because this society is circling the drain. I mean, the toilet has already been flushed, and we're spinning around in that vortex, but the final flush hasn't gone down yet. But it's coming. And I'm warning you, I beg of you, please protect yourself and your family. The reason that you listen to this show is to help you understand how to stay, to declare your independence, and then to stay independent. You know, obviously, the people that listen to this show and that tune into the shows that are on Republic Broadcasting obviously have it figured out, at least to a certain extent, that, whoa, you know, I'm not getting the full truth from the big four media outlets. So, and that is definitely to your credit, and I appreciate it, and I do look forward to talking to people here, again, at 800-313-9443. I'd like to hear what you have to say about Ron Paul's State of the Republic address. But I'm going to keep going with it because, you know, I'm not getting any calls. So, and this one is about the housing crisis, and I want to talk about that a little bit more. This is our long segment.
The housing crisis is far from over. The commercial property crisis has not yet gotten much attention, and the financial obligations of the government are growing exponentially. And none of this forces the slightest pause in the expanding of welfare growth. The number of regulations, which are indeed a tax, are exploding through the market, was already suffering from regulatory excesses. There's a consensus in Washington that wise regulations can compensate for all the mistakes made by the Federal Reserve, the executive branch, and the Congress. This fallacy has been around a long time and will be difficult to overcome. The pessimism of the middle class continues to get worse despite the prognostications of Wall Street and the administration. Most Americans know that the standard of living and real wages have not gone up for the past 10 years. If you're not a shrewd stock trader, instead invested in stocks 10 years ago and held on, in real terms, you have lost 20% of your savings. The middle class is poorer also because house prices have crashed and many have lost their homes. On top of this, all we hear about is the trillions of dollars of debt and entitlement obligations that have been racked up for future taxpayers to pay. When it is revealed that the insider friends of the Fed and Congress get billions of dollars in bailout at the expense of the middle class, it's no wonder the people are taking to the streets and directing their hostilities toward both Republicans and Democrats in Washington. Many would agree it's well-earned anger and properly directed. This anger and frustration will certainly grow as the consequences of the collapse of the financial system becomes more severe. The concerted effort to prevent the correction the market demands guarantees a prolonged, agonizing crisis. Every effort to reverse the tide will depend on spending, higher deficit, increased taxes, and money creation.
So what we have here is he's saying that regulations are, in essence, a tax. He's saying, but there is already regulative excess that is stifling the real economy, the real freedom of exchange between individuals. And in according to life, liberty, and property, your property is also your labor and your efforts. And so by creating all these different regulations and all these different, you know, in effect, taxes, it is doing nothing more than further stifling the free exchange of goods and services between individuals. And I think people do really understand. That's why we have this Tea Party protest. And I've basically walked away from the Tea Parties because they've been co-opted. I'm all about liberty. I'm all about declaring your independence. I'm declaring my independence. So I declare my independence every single day. I've already said that I am in revolution with this country, with this government. Not with this country, but I apologize. But with this government. This government has no longer acted in my best interest or on my behalf for quite some time. So therefore, you have a situation of taxation without representation. I don't agree with what they're doing. I am the every day that goes by more and more, I am becoming an anti-war radical because we cannot keep killing people for empire. You look at what's going on in Haiti. And I tell you what, early next week, I'm going to do a show on what's going on in Haiti. And it's ugly. And they're not telling you what's going on in the news. But I have a caller, Karen in Oregon. Are you there with me, Karen?
I'm with you 100%.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing well. And I have what I believe is a really good solution to all of this. And I'd like to share it with you now.
Excellent. Please do.
All right. The more I look around and the more I learn, the more convinced I am that it's going to take some drastic measures for us to get out of this mess, and definitely declaring our independence and thinking for ourselves is crucial. My website is taxfree15.com. That's taxfree15, the number. You can even put 15 or 15 through the th.com. And my solution is this. Don't buy, don't comply, ask why. An economic boycott the 15th of every month that leads up to a national strike. I'm calling for people to actually get off of their butts and realize we are being flushed down the toilet, but we're the ones who are allowing it. We keep crawling into the toilet.
Absolutely.
And we got to get out of it, and we have to let them know they work for us. And imagine, Jet, the power we would have if on April 15th, instead of us lining up and sweating and clamoring to get there so that the illegal tactics of the mafia-style IRS, who are greedily salivating for our hard-earned stolen dollars, instead of doing that, and again, now pain is up to the people individually. It is not mandatory. It's a voluntary tax, but until we change the system, we have to pay until we die, regardless of what you do on that day. What do you think would happen if millions and millions and millions of us all across this great country simply, totally, peacefully withdrew our support from the system entirely and stayed home?
That's exactly right. And that's what I talked about on Monday's show because it was Martin Luther King Day. We're talking about peaceful resistance to tyranny. We don't need to go to war. Revolution, when I say I'm in revolution with my government, it doesn't mean I got a gun in my hand and I'm looking forward to shooting a bunch of people and wear a necklace of ears around my neck, you know, because I killed so many people. The revolution is about a change and is not supporting these people that are enslaving us any further.
Exactly. And actually, I call it, though, peaceful evolution. Brains and not bullets. We've seen the tactics that these people are capable of committing. And I agree with you. Haiti is a huge mess, and it looks like a UN takeover to me. I have plenty of links on my site. There's a ton of information. And something also is we need to help reclaim America. Well, there's a me, M-E, in America, and I want to ask all the listeners out there, what are you doing? What are you doing? Look at yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror. Are you drinking high fructose corn syrup? Are you feeding your children non-labeled, genetically altered foods, cloned meat? You're sick for a reason. The pharmaceutical companies are getting extremely wealthy off of our illness. They control everything, especially when the FDA says only a drug can cure disease. We're being poisoned with chemtrails. We're being poisoned with vaccines. Our children are being indoctrinated into the lie of global warming because taxation globally is meant to fund the New World Order. And I say it's time to pull out. Don't buy. Don't buy into their lies. Don't buy into the BS they're trying to shove down our throats, the health care, the global warming, when Nancy Pelosi has her own private jet and is so out of touch with the American people, she actually thinks she's cool. Don't comply. Don't roll up your sleeve. You know, don't comply by keeping your money in your bank. North Dakota has a sovereign banking system. I just read where in Oregon, one of the candidates for governor has talked about having that for the people. Every state, I believe, needs to also start declaring their sovereignty, but we can really, really make a difference if every month we give them a little monetary jab to the shoulder, and it gets bigger. And finally, when we're ready for the knockout punch, we're all prepared.
We can't be afraid. That's right. We can't be afraid of change. You know, so many of us are just so afraid of what tomorrow might bring. We need to put aside our fear and look forward to a brighter day, but it's going to take work. We can't do this because they have all the resources, and we have to do this one person at a time. We have them surrounded.
We do. There are over 300 million of us here. There's only 535 bozos in Congress, with the exception, few exceptions, of Ron Paul and a few others who are really making a difference. But we pay these guys to ignore us. We give them lifetime salaries. We give them yearly increases in their wages. And for the rest of their lives, they have joined the top 5% of wage earners in this country simply because of their status, which actually is working for the corporation called the United States.
Well, the corporation of the United States has been co-opted by the large corporations and banks and the military-industrial complex, which is owned by the banks. So
everything is owned by the banks.
That's the New World Order that I talk about all the time. That's basically that in a nutshell.
Well, you've also got to really line it up, though, because the Roman Catholic Church and the Jesuits are heavily, heavily involved in that, and the black nobility families. And my husband and I actually refer to this cabal as the dominant criminal minority. There's nothing elite about them. There's nothing that deserves any kind of noble cause. And every time I say that, I feel like it's empowering me and disempowering the dominant criminal minority who are about to enslave the rest of us who they don't annihilate if we don't act.
Man, if I was a woman, I think I'd sound just like you, Karen. I don't know. It sounds like you're speaking my language. And I think it's just fantastic that that you come out and say these things so succinctly and that you're doing something about it. And we need to start doing peaceful resistance. Whether it's sit-ins, we need to take some lessons from Martin Luther King Jr. And if you eliminate the racial overtones, which I understand that was just that's where they were coming from, but the message that Dr. King was talking about is a universal message. And we're all on the plantation now, you know?
Well, we are. Well, not only the plantation, we're the Indians. We're the American Indians. And we're about to be rounded up and slaughtered and put on little reservations to be enslaved. And, you know, what I believe, Jet, is that the essence that runs through everything, that breathes life into each and every thing on this planet and every person on the planet, is the same. And we have to drop the labels, and we have to recognize we are being rounded up. We are being systematically eviscerated, and we have to come together. And the reason why I am suggesting people stay home is because, do you remember that saying during the Vietnam War, what if they gave a war and nobody came?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes. They ignore us when we go out in public. They have tasers. They have sound weapons. They have microwave weapons. They have horrible weapons that they are all prepared
that we
to use
for
on us, and they're hoping to be able to do that. Even when we try to peacefully assemble, I think there were over 2 million people who marched on Washington last year, and the news, the privately owned news, did not report it. But they could not miss the fact that all of a sudden buses weren't running because the drivers stayed home. And the Postal Service, I just recently found out by listening to Jordan Maxwell, who has his website at jordanmaxwell.com, and he's a historian, the United States Post Office has only five people working for it, the postmaster general, the assistant or the attorney postmaster general, and three other people. Anyway, it's only five people, but the United States Postal Service is also a privately owned corporation that makes money for the privately owned, or the private owners, which are most probably the same guys in the background. I didn't know that either. That floored me.
Because, you know, they basically took Lysander Spooner's private institution that he was working with, you know, and delivering the mail, and they took that away from him in order to nationalize it. Well, thank you so much for your call, Karen. What an enlightening call. And when we get back on Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, with me, Jet Lacy, we're going to finish up on this Ron Paul's State of the Republic address, and we get back in just a minute. Again, thank you, Karen and Oregon, for calling, and we'll be right back.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialists at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
We are rapidly moving toward a dangerous time in our history. Society as we know it is vulnerable to political and social unrest. This impending crisis comes as a consequence of our flawed foreign and domestic economic policies, a silly notion about money, ignorance about central banking, and ignoring the onerous power and mischief of out-of-control intelligence agencies. Our unsustainable welfare state and a willingness to sacrifice privacy and civil liberties in an attempt to achieve safety and security from an inept government. Dangerous times indeed. What can be done about it? Must we wait for the inevitable and expect to restore our liberties in a street fight against the overwhelming power of the state? Not a good option. The only way that we can prevent blood from running in the streets is to offer a better idea of the proper role of government in a society that desires first and foremost liberty. And that is impossible without a firm commitment by our thought leaders to the ideas of freedom. The source of all creative energy and prosperity, an all-powerful state, is the threat to that ideal. The prevailing attitude of the people, as it once was in early America, must be that of liberty and self-reliance, rather than the nanny state and dependency. Rely on the government force to mold all private choices. If this is understood, a smooth, although not painless, transition to a free society is achievable. Ignoring this option will be very destructive to everything that is dear to the hearts of most Americans. What is it that we must do? We must immediately embark on balance the budget by reducing spending, change our foreign policy so to that of non-intervention, a full audit and more supervision of the Federal Reserve, leading to abolishing the Federal Reserve, legalize competition to the Federal Reserve with competing currencies, regain respect for civil liberties and privacy while reining in the CIA, wean ourselves off the dependence of wealth transfers by government, abolish crony capitalism, no subsidies, no bailouts, no regulatory or tax privileges to protect the powerful elite, especially the military-industrial complex, eliminate the income tax, the inheritance tax, and taxes on savings and dividends. None of this can happen without the restoration of Congress to its dominant position of the three branches of government, as was originally intended by the Constitution. The executive and the judicial must be reined in, and Congress must assert its prerogatives over all legislation curtailing all unconstitutional agendas through budgetary controls. Signs abound that angry Americans are now more ready than ever before for a change in direction that is indeed real. If this program were improvised, even suddenly and dramatically, the adjustment, though significant and to a degree somewhat painful, would be much shorter and of minor consequence compared to the chaos and poverty that will result if we refuse to change our gluttonous appetite for a free lunch.
Wow, I skipped forward two segments to the conclusion because I wanted to wrap this up in an hour. And that just talks so much to me, you know, to prevent blood from running in the streets, we must encourage individual liberties. We must unleash, give people the freedom to unleash their creative energies, which is, again, the cornerstone of a free society. You know, freedom is the threat to this government because they are making their money on our enslavement. They made this decision to do this to us. They made the decision to take over and try to enslave us. What Ron Paul says in closing, balance the budget, change our foreign policy to a non-interventionist policy, audit the Fed to end the Fed, legalize competing currencies, focus on civil liberties, wean ourselves off the government dole. There's nothing, there's no such thing as a free lunch, people. No subsidies, no bailouts, no entitlements, especially to the military-industrial complex. Eliminate the income tax and estate taxes. In other words, get the government out of our lives. When we get back on Declare Your Independence with Nurse Hancock in 1 minute, we'll talk about our rights. We'll be right back.
With